Thank you for calling OMAC's help. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Oh, honey, I just wanted your address.
Oh, our address?
Uh-huh.
Our web address or our physical address, ma'am?
Your physical address, where I would ask for a refund.
Okay, yes, and the email address would be care.
Not email, the physical address, sweetie.
Okay, yes, and so you're wanting a refund?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a refund since the 1st of January, and it hasn't come yet.
Has it come? Okay, let's see if we can locate an account for you, ma'am, to see exactly what is going on. Could I get, is your good phone number for you 304-639?
Well, it was 304-242-4937. It's since changed because my husband died.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it was 304.
304-242-4937.
4937, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And this was under
Charles Adams.
It was under Charles Adams. Thank you. Can you please verify that address, please?
25 NDIVION Street in West Virginia, 2603.
Yes, ma'am. And this is the Duo Cryo Free CBD Pain Relief, ma'am?
No, it's soil capsules. And I sent him back. I told him that I didn't need him. Before that, was going to call him and tell him if we wanted any more. And they still sent him, November. And then when he died Christmas, I found a box that said it was coming in January. So I hurried up them and told them not to send it, and they sent it anyway, so I sent it back, and I've been trying to get my money back ever since.
Okay. Yes,
I didn't know they had it to come out of my bank account, or I would have stopped it, and since then, I shut down the bank account.
Okay, do you know how to log in? Do you know your login information, ma'am?
No, honey, I don't.
Okay, because I don't hear, let me view all the orders for us, but here, all I'm seeing, it was the one I just went over, the CryoFreeze Duo, but I don't see anything regarding any kind of refund on your account.
Well, it was $144, and it was taken out the 1st, 11th, and 22. And I've been trying to get it ever since. And it was for the fish oil.
And it was under Charles Adams.
Yes.
See, I see the last order was done 11 months ago. But yes, and that's all I'm finding. I'm not seeing that order.
Give me your address because I'm sending this back with my bank account and everything. And try to get my money.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can give you the link. I can give you the link that you're going to have to go to.
Yeah.
To start the return process whenever you're ready.
I can't write to you?
No, ma'am.
Well, I wrote before.
What did they say when you wrote before?
I never got no answer.
Yes, ma'am, because I don't think you can write to us like that, ma'am.
God help us. I'm sending a letter to Charlie Maroon, too, and telling him what's going on. All right, what link?
Okay, yes, ma'am, it says to requesting a return, it would be HTTPS. Do you still have the product?
No, I sent it back. I sent it right as soon as I got it.
Okay. Yes, yes. That's the problem. We would have to help you process a refund. You just put return to sender?
Yes.
You see, you would have had to call us, ma'am. And there's a procedure you go through. And it has to be a 30-day window, ma'am.
I sent it the next... As soon as I got it, I sent it back.
Yes, ma'am. But it tells me since this would be a 30-day window for a return, but you didn't call us. You just put return to sender on it. So I'm not sure where it went.
It went to your warehouse. They told me that when I called before, and they said they were processing my money and everything. I never got nothing. I have called several times. It should be written down there, too. It's funny you don't got my record of when I paid for the thing from my bank account. And he's paid for other ones, $144.
See, there has to be another account out for y'all because this account here, and they did not issue a refund for you.
Okay, look under Anna Adams.
Anna Adams, okay. Yes, Nancy, I don't have an Anna. A-N-N-A.
Yes.
See, all I have is the Charles Adams coming up. Yes, ma'am. You would have to, if you have not received that refund, but you did, you would have to contact your bank and go from there, ma'am.
Because I did. They wouldn't do nothing. I tried to stop it, and they wouldn't do nothing from getting out of my account when I found out you guys were taking it out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, but see, all of our refunds have to be the return address. Did they give you the return address when you called in?
I don't remember my husband.
Okay, yes, ma'am. See, I just don't see where that product was ordered. I see it's
that's a bunch of baloney because my husband had it coming every 3 months. I got it right here on my checking account. It was taken out. The last time was 1/1/22. It was 3 months before that. They took one out. We didn't tell them to. We told them not to send it, and they sent it anyway. So we kept it. I had plenty when he died.
You had plenty when he died?
Yes.
Ma'am, I don't have an address for you to write the company. And you said you've already wrote them one letter? No, I mean, when you return the product, see, but I would have to be able to log in on this end, but you don't know any of your information.
Well, what's the number I can go on the website?
Yes, Ian, but you've already returned the product. See, this just walks you through a return.
Yeah. Well, what is your address for the OMEX?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me find that. It is going to be 41 Canal Street, Lewiston, Maine. 41 Canal Street, ma'am.
Okay, 41 Canal, Street. All right. What else?
Lewiston.
Okay.
Maine, M-E.
Maine, okay.
04240.
Wait a minute, what was it?
04240, ma'am, but that's the return address.
Okay, 04, what else?
04240.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all I can do since you guys don't have a record of my purchase. Thank you. I'm going to write to Maroon, too, while I'm at it.
Okay.